the Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. This is the Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, the Tarncast.
Hi, welcome to the Tarncast. I am your host, Colby Scott Anderson. I am here with a very special guest, Todd Robert Anderson. He is actually, full disclosure here, he is my pop, my dad, my father. Hey, Todd.
Hello, son. So, do you have the questions for me?
Yes. Thanks for doing my show, Dad. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
As I don't know if you've ever listened to the show before.
Once or twice. Yeah.
Well, if you recall, there are three segments to every show. Segment one, of course, is when we talk about our bodily functions.
Okay.
Now, you're a 45. You're 45? Years old.
Yes.
Yeah, 45. So I've been doing some reading about 45-year-olds.
Yes.
One of the things that I learned is that 45-year-olds in general, 45-year-old men in general, have every day will have an attack of diarrhea.
My self-esteem.
Your self-esteem gets hurt when you are attacked. You have an onset of diarrhea.
No, you're attacking me right now.
No, I'm asking questions. I'm so curious about what
you haven't answered.
I'm only 11. I'm only 11, and I'm just I'm trying to figure out what my future's gonna be like. When I'm 45. So I guess so. What I read is that 45-year-olds have diarrhea almost every day, and so my question is like, what's your least favorite part of daily diarrhea? Is it like?
Well, actually, it's probably it usually happens every Tuesday where a very crusty diarrhea comes out and really hurts me.
It's a crustier diarrhea.
It's really crusty, you know, and it
because
like,
usually diarrhea is liquidy.
I know, but see, every Tuesday it's not, and it really just hurts. It like cuts into my skin and my butt. Yeah.
Oh, the crusty Tuesday diarrheas are the worst for you. On regular diarrhea days, what's your least favorite part? Is it the sudden urgency that you feel, the stabbing pain in your bowels where you have to run to the toilet? Or is it the liquid poop just coming out like a rocket fuel coming out of the bottom of the rocket?
Actually,
or is it like afterwards in the burning sensation on your anus?
Actually, it's none of those. It's when I poop and then I diarrhea and stuff, and then it stains everywhere, you know. And then I stand up and I think I'm done, then it explodes on the wall.
Oh, God.
So then I have to clean everything up. That happens, like, once every 2 weeks.
Do you use... my understanding is that when you have that kind of explosive diarrhea and it gets all over walls and stuff, the best thing to use to clean it is a roll of Bounty paper towels and Simple Green?
Actually, no. See, this stuff is really weird because it explodes if you hit it too hard with the specific chemicals. So I have to use tissue paper to wipe it all off.
Just because paper towels are too rough?
Yeah.
Now,
well, speaking of that, I have to go to the grocery store and buy some more tissue paper.
Oh, okay. Well, that's if you want me to go with you, I'll go to the store to help you get some Kleenex. That's crazy. So your diarrhea has an explosive element after it's exploded out of your body and it's on the wall? And if you rub it the wrong way, it explodes further from the wall?
Well, I ate a lot of Pop Rocks when I was young.
Oh, it's a pop... It's a... Like, the Pop Rocks are still in your bowels and they...
Well, what happened was I ate a lot. I ate thousands every day. So what happened is they went into my bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a little popped vein. So some of the blood goes into my diarrhea, which has the Pop Rocks, so that it explodes.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
True science.
That sounds like very true science to me. So my next question, moving on from diarrhea, is I notice, you know, when we're in the living room together, you know, watching TV or reading or playing video games or whatever I'm doing, I notice that you pick your nose a lot. And I was wondering, like, how big can a 45-year-old man's boogers get? Like, have you, what's the biggest booger you've picked out of your nose?
Well, the thing is, I have to sort of go for the ones, like, really near the edge of my nose, because if I go too far back, once again, there's diarrhea stuff in my nose when I go diarrhea, so yeah. If it goes there, then my nose might explode.
I see. So you have diarrhea backup that actually gets up into your nose.
Yeah, so my nose is very explosive, so I wouldn't bop me on the nose if I were you.
Okay, and what's the biggest booger that you pulled out? Like, how big was it? In inches? Like, how long? What was the length and then the width?
I'm sorry, I'm not good at math.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Would you say it's, like, an inch is this big?
Yeah. Well, here,
for the listener, I'm showing my own father how big an inch is using my thumb and forefinger. So, if that's an inch.
Yeah.
Like, well, long, how long is it?
I know. I'll draw this out. Let me just grab a piece of paper. I can't read that. I'd say about 5 inches long and 10 inches is the width.
Really?
Yep.
That's really interesting, because that's a big booger.
I got it out of my eyeball, though. It was an eyeball booger.
Oh, it's an eyeball booger.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different than a nose booger.
Oh,
I didn't want to get into eyeball.
Nose booger, then it's 1 inch length, 1 inch width.
Okay, that makes more sense that you could, because your nostrils are large, but not as large as like 10 by 5 inches. So when you get a booger that big, like, and you're sitting at the couch, do you get up and put it in the garbage, or do you just flick it out into the living room?
Well, what I usually do is wait until the mailman comes, right?
Yeah.
And I, when he rings the doorbell, I like to get the mail and then stick it on his back before he leaves.
So you use your boogers to play cruel tricks on people who provide important services.
Who are paid to provide.
But they're not paid to have boogers on their back. They're paid to bring you mail and take mail.
Exactly. I feel they should do that for free. That's why I give them the boogers. If they didn't do that for free, I just put the boogers on you.
So it's a passive-aggressive
way of showing people what's right and what's wrong.
And you don't like the fact that your taxes go to the United States Postal Service? Because, I mean, they don't bill you. It comes out of your taxes,
you
right?
You know, I feel what's going to happen is the taxation without representation twice, but this time it's with mail. Excuse me, I need some coffee.
You drink a lot of coffee, I noticed, Dad. It's no wonder you have diarrhea. Maybe you should slow down on the coffee. So, the final question is... Wow, that's a really loud, metallic coffee mug you have. So, my final question in segment one is about your old man smell. You know, when I hug you, you have a very odd odor. It's musty.
When have you ever hugged me?
Well, you make me hug you when you feel lonely, and I don't like to hug you because of the smell. So I was wondering what that is. I don't know how to describe it, because I'm only 11 and I haven't had a lot of life experience, but I feel like it smells like a combination of maybe rotten feta cheese.
You're right about
one
thing.
And there's a musty quality.
You're right about one thing. You haven't had much life experience.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay? And you're very dumb. So you don't realize that the smell you're smelling
That's
actually...
abusive sounding,
hey,
Dad.
Hey, hey.
That is abusive sounding,
actually,
Dad. This is evidence. This is a recording of your abuse towards me, Father.
Wait, we're recording?
Yes, this is a podcast, Dad.
What's a podcast?
I know you're old, but it's like our old-timey radio show that you get on the internet instead of on the airwaves. You're really drinking that coffee. You're gonna have if you can slow down on the coffee, because I'd rather not stop the recording while you go make diarrheas.
Okay. So what was the question again?
Why do you have that weird musty feta cheesy old man
smell.
Oh,
that's not me. That's you. It's your shirt, and you're smelling it. And when I hug you, it pulls closer to your nose so that you smell that. Really, all the smell's coming from you, not me.
I
put on deodorant. You haven't even mentioned it.
This is deflection, and you're not admitting to your own problems, but that's okay. We don't have any more time for segment one. We have to move on to segment two. Segment two.
Yeah.
The second segment of the what? Did you say who's that? Stop drinking coffee, Dad. You're gonna have uncontrollable diarrhea, and we're out of tissue.
Oh no!
So you when you try to clean it, it'll explode further on the wall, and I don't want that to happen. So segment two, we talk about to the guests, whatever guests we have. In this case, it's my dad, 45-year-old Todd Robert Anderson.
Stop mentioning my age. It makes me sad.
Hobbies. What are your hobbies? I've noticed the things that it seems like you like to do. One of your and I would. These aren't just hobbies to me. They're sad old man hobbies. Like one of the things that I noticed that you like to spend a lot of time doing as a 45-year-old man is sitting.
Well,
when did you first start sitting as a hobby?
Well, you know, you stay up around 5 hours in the afternoon just sitting and reading and playing video games, so you're not allowed to judge me. And the reason that I sit is because I have old man legs. And you know what? I'm proud of it. It means I've survived a long time.
Well, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm just asking. I'm trying to learn about my own father.
You mentioned my age like 5 times.
That you're 45?
6 times.
Well, it's a very foreign thing to me because I'm only 11. I can't imagine being alive for 45 years. It seems like a long time to have that odor and the diarrhea problem. The other thing...
You mean your odor.
Yeah, the other hobby I noticed that you do a lot is like you just stand around in the garage. What is it you're doing? Are you just memories. Taking an inventory of the things in the garage?
It's memories.
You're remembering the good times before you had a kid who is just weighing you down.
Yeah, I remember the good times before you were mentioned.
Yeah, back before people were like, hey, how's your son? He's cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. It was fine when you were born and all, but then when people started noticing you were alive, it just got really annoying really quickly.
Right, because people were like, how can a garbage old man like you have such an incredible 11-year-old son, right? Is that what you mean?
The odor fest.
And so you sit in the garage. You stand around in the garage and you think about, like...
The times before you were born. Right. And I had to smell your odor from your shirt. Yes.
But wait, had shirts for me before I was born that smelled like me? How did you do that? Do you have some kind of time travel device?
Is this really recording?
Of course.
You know, I need to have a personal talk with you after this about, No, I don't have a time machine. So now on to the next question, okay?
All right. Finally, the third hobby that I've noticed is like a lot of times you'll be in the backyard and you'll get done with your yard work or whatever, and then you'll just stand in the middle of the backyard and stare up into the sun.
You really like watching me, don't you?
Well, I'm your son, and I'm curious about...
And you're supposed to be doing your own thing. Instead of watching me stand around, you're standing around watching me stand around. What if I'm actually watching you stand around? That's why I'm standing around, so we're both standing around watching
but
each other.
But what I'm talking about is when you're in the backyard and you're just absolutely still staring up at the sun. You stare directly into the sun, which I know that song, and it says, you'll be blinded by the light. You can't look into the sun, even though that's where the fun is.
Sun isn't fun, even though it rhymes.
Then why do you stare at the sun all the time?
Oh, mini heart attacks.
Mini heart attacks?
Well...
To bring them on, or...
Well, what happened is I had a mini heart attack, right?
Yeah.
So then I tried to stand up, and I got petrified. And I happened to be looking at the sun where I stood up.
So looking... You all right, Dad? Should I call an ambulance or something?
I'm fine. Okay. Just, whatever.
You keep coughing. I'm concerned.
More coffee.
I don't think you should drink more coffee. It's going to cause the diarrhea. And if you have small heart attacks, that kind of caffeine intake could cause those heart attacks in addition to the diarrhea. You've got to be the most dehydrated person I've ever met. You're constantly drinking coffee. You constantly have diarrhea. And you stand outside in the heat and stare into the sun. Do you ever drink water, Dad?
What's water?
Water is a thing that you get out of, like, faucets or streams or reservoirs, and it's hydrating.
Mm-hmm.
It's a component of coffee, actually. You can't make coffee without water, but the thing is once you add the coffee to the water, then it can be very dehydrating. And also, it's a diuretic. Well, you know what a diuretic is, right, Dad? It's something that causes diarrhea.
Like your shirt and smelling the gross smell.
All right, Dad, now you're just being petty. I'm going to move on to the...
Wait, whoa, you forgot my fourth hobby.
Oh, I only noticed three. What's your fourth hobby?
Collecting eyeballs.
Collecting eyeballs?
Well, they're mostly...
From what?
Salamanders. And
salamander eyeballs?
Cats.
Cat eyeballs? Well, is that why all our cats only have one eye?
Well,
and they have no depth perception and they're constantly running around in circles? Running into walls and stuff?
Glug, 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 glug.
Stop drinking coffee, Dad. It's a diuretic.
Well,
we have no tissue. We only have paper towels.
Well, you know... What was the question again? I forgot.
I didn't have a question. You said you had a fourth hobby, and it's collecting eyeballs from salamanders and cats. Dad, are you a serial killer?
Well, no. I mean, I don't know where the other cat's eyeballs went, but do you remember little Kay, and you never saw her when we brought her to the thing? Actually, when we brought her to the thing, we actually just brought her to an abandoned alleyway and cut out her eyeballs. If you see over here...
Who's we?
You don't want to know, son.
Who do you hang out with, Dad, where you go and take our house pets and take them to alleyways and cut out their eyeballs? What's wrong with you, Dad?
Are you ignoring me, son? I said you do not want to know. Are you ignoring me, son?
No.
Is that a sign of arrogance?
No, I'm not.
Don't make me send you to my room.
I am shocked and terrified that you take animals into alleyways with strange people and cut their eyeballs out. It sounds like a satanic ritual kind.
Let's just move on. Okay.
All right, segment three. And this is always our most popular segment.
Why?
It's just in the show. It's just we started the segment.
You're
and people...
too young to have a podcast.
What?
You're too young to have a podcast.
I'm not too young. Young people always have podcasts. Young people are at the forefront of podcasts. Now, the third segment is called... Lyrical Analysis. And what it is I read lyrics from various songs, and you tell me what they must mean. Okay?
You know, I heard this funny joke, you know, where this guy said, I need to bring her to the hospital. And then the other guy said, what is it? And he said, well, a hospital is a place where you put sick people. And they both laughed because it was a funny joke. Ha, dad jokes.
That's a joke from Airplane.
Shh.
I know that movie. You showed it to me, Dad.
Oh, that was a big mistake. I can't quote those jokes anymore.
Yeah, you can't steal jokes from movies anymore that you've shown me. It doesn't work, Dad.
All right. Oh, wait, no.
Hey! Dad, I'm a child. Don't use that kind of language in front of me.
What
Lordy.
Kind of, I just said mother.
Mm-hmm.
Mother, father.
Oh, okay. That's enough. All right. So the first... This song is called Old Man. It's from a song called Old Man... It's
old
by a
McDonald
guy named... Hey! It's not Old McDonald. It's Old Man. And Donald. It's from a guy named Neil Young. Dad, are you going to listen to me?
Oh, fine.
You're like worse than a child sometimes,
Dad. I can't
Dad.
Hear you. Speak up.
All right. So the lyric The lyrics are this. This is the chorus. Old man, take a look at my life. I'm a lot like you. I need someone to love me the whole day through. Ah, one look in my eyes and you can tell that's true. Lullabies, look in your eyes, run around the same old town. This is a verse now. Doesn't mean that much to me to mean that much to you. I've been first and last. Look at how the time goes past. But I'm all alone at last, rolling home to you. What do those lyrics mean to you, 45-year-old Todd Robert Anderson, my father, and an old man?
Most of those rhyme with poo.
That's all that you got from those lyrics was some of the words rhyme with poo.
I think I might need to go bathroom.
You always need to go to the bathroom, Dad, because you drink coffee all the time. It's a diuretic. Stop drinking the coffee. We got to get through the show.
Fine. What,
that's all you get from those lyrics? Is they rhyme with poo?
Yes.
That's it?
Yes. Well, oh. Actually,
what do you think they mean?
Some of them rhyme with pie.
But other than things they rhyme with pie?
Oh, wait. There's ban. No.
What rhymes with pie? Eyes? That would rhyme with pies, but not pie.
Wait, did you say eyes?
Yeah. Lullabies. Where are they? Look
I
in
need
your
to collect
eyes.
Them. Where are they?
Oh, my God. You're a psychotic. My father is a psychotic. All right, I'm moving on to another song.
Fine.
All right. This is a song called Father and Son by Cat Stevens.
Do I have to listen to this?
I'm going
to
read you the lyrics, and you tell me what they mean to you. The listeners want to know. This is very popular. Okay. You made a joke out of the Neil Young song. You said it rhymes with pie and poo, and that's it's incorrect for the most part.
Old MacDonald has.
No, not Old MacDonald. All right. This is from Father and Son. All right. I was once like you are now. And I know that it's not easy to be calm when you've found something going on. But take your time. Think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? Because when I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. It's not time to make a change. Just sit down. Take it slowly. You're still young. That's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl. Settle down if you want. You can marry. Look at me. I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Good job, Romeo.
I mean, thank you, I think. But what do those lyrics mean to you? What do you think that... What is
this is the last thing, right? Because, like...
Well, this is the last segment, yeah. What do those lyrics mean to you?
Well...
I mean, clearly they're about a father talking to a son. And they're not getting along.
I thought that was all based in the bathroom.
No, it's not. The lyrics aren't... I've long since retired and gotten diarrhea. I mean, if you wrote the song, obviously that's what it would be about. I've long since retired from cutting eyeballs out of various living creatures.
You know, I think the name of the author is fake because...
Cat Stevens?
Well, he's not meowing the whole time. Someone's actually singing.
That's racist. It's totally racist. I'm disappointed in you, Dad.
I'm sorry.
I am disappointed in you.
Okay, don't yell out.
This is my safe space, Dad, and you have to stop coming in and poking holes in my safe space. So what do those lyrics mean to you? What do you think it's about? The song.
A father and a son, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't really listening.
You weren't listening, Dad? Do you think I'm doing this for my health? I'm trying to create a piece of entertainment. You're getting... I'm going to move on to the final song.
Okay.
This is the final song of the final segment of our show.
Okay.
I'm going to read it to you now.
Okay.
I am. I'm going to read the whole thing to you. All right. Here it is. Here it is. This is from a song called "Cats in the Cradle" by a guy named Harry Chapin.
Do you know Harry Chapin, Dad?
You're old. He's like the folk singer, and he had that other song about it, about driving a taxi.
Oh yeah, hold on, I can sing that song. Ready? Uh-huh. Old MacDonald.
That's not Taxi. Taxi is. It was raining hard in Frisco.
Oh yeah, wait, hold on, let me continue.
One more fare to make my night.
Hold on, let me continue.
Let me know when it sounds familiar.
Okay.
A lady up ahead waved to flag me down. Now, this other song.
No, let me sing it.
All right.
Okay, I'll continue from where you were. Yeah, yeah, yo.
Dad, why are you.
Okay,
the coffee doesn't just give you diarrhea, it makes you difficult. All right, so this is from another Harry Chapin song called Cats in the Cradle. I'm going to read you these lyrics. Please tell me what they mean to you.
Okay.
All right. I've long since retired and my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I could find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids got the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle. And the silver spoon, little boy blue, and the man in the moon. When you coming home, Dad? I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know, we'll have a good time then. What do those lyrics mean to you, Dad?
Why is there a cat in the cradle?
Dad, that's all you got out of it? That's a lullaby. It's all it's the coffee, Dad. Getting old. You're an old mess. You're a mess of boogers, diarrhea, and animal eyeballs. All right. Are you falling asleep, or should I call? I gotta wrap this up because I gotta call 911 because my dad seems to have suffered some sort of attack. I have been Colby Scott Anderson. This has been the Toncast. Thank you very much for listening. And we'll see you next time when my guest will probably be my mom or one of the cats. Bye!